Watch out for the sinkholes.
A sinkhole is a hole that suddenly appears in the ground. They can be a few meters deep or large enough to swallow whole buildings. Over the years, there have been several incidents.
On the 15th of February 2014, 17 homes were evacuated in Hemel Hempstead, England, after a sinkhole 10 meters across and 6 meters deep opened up in a residential street.
On the 12th of February 2014, a 4.5-meter sinkhole opened up on the M2 in Kent, causing the road to be closed between junctions 5 and 6.
On the 3rd of February 2014, a 9-meter crater swallowed a car in High Wycombe after appearing in the driveway of Phil and Liz Conran's house in High Wycombe, England.
In July 2013, Phoebe Garlick from Buckland St Mary in England was woken up by the sound of her horses neighing in the field. Rushing down, she found one of the animals in a 2-meter sinkhole. The horse was eventually rescued.
In April 2010, Ben Luck was at home in Grays, Essex, England, when there was a rumbling sound like an earthquake. I ran out to look, and there, just a couple of steps away, there was this monstrous hole over 7 meters deep, he said.
One of the most devastating sinkholes in recent times occurred in Guatemala City in 2010. An area approximately 20 meters wide and 30 meters deep collapsed, swallowing a 3-story factory and killing 15 people.
So, what causes sinkholes? Sinkholes mainly appear in karst terrain. This is an area of land with soluble bedrock, such as limestone or gypsum, which can be dissolved by water. About 10% of the earth is made up of karst terrain. Over time, the rock is gradually worn down. As this happens, the soil on top becomes weaker. Eventually, it can't support its own weight and collapses.
A sudden collapse can be caused in two ways. 1. During long periods of drought, groundwater levels will fall, meaning that cavities that were once supported by the water they were filled with may become weaker. 2. On the other hand, a lot of rain after a heavy downpour can add dramatically to the weight of the surface layer of soil, making it too heavy for the cave beneath to support.
So, what can we do about sinkholes? Not much, unfortunately, but you can watch out for them. People in a sinkhole zone should look around at the land and buildings. Signs that a sinkhole may be about to appear include sagging trees, doors that no longer close properly, and rainwater collecting in unlikely places. Some developing sinkholes can be filled in. Anthony Randazzo, a former University of Florida professor, runs a company that injects grout to fill cracks that develop underground. It's like a dentist filling a cavity, he explained to USA Today.
You might want to find out whether you're in an area with sinkholes.